paper on acquisition of an interest in a joint operation.
Yes, thank you. The IRS Interpretations Committee received a request to clarify the application of IRS 3 by joint operators. If they acquire an interest in a joint operation, as defined in IFRS 11, and for venturers for the acquisition of jointly controlled operations or assets, as specified in IS 31, in circumstances in which the activity of the joint operation or the activity of the jointly controlled operations or assets constitutes a business as defined in IFRS 3. The committee analyzed that issue and noted that neither IFRS 11 nor IS 31 explicitly addressed this issue. In other words, the lack of explicit accounting guidance does not result from the replacement of IS 31 by IFRS 11. Next, as a result of that lack of explicit guidance in IS 31, significant diversity in practice has arisen in accounting for such acquisitions. And the committee was concerned that this diversity in practice will continue after adoption of IRS 11. And finally, new guidance, which could be added to IS 31, would have an effective date after 1st January 2013, when IRS 11 supersedes IS 31. In other words, it's too late to add new guidance to IS 31. However, the committee recommends to the board that to add new guidance for such transaction to IFRS 11 in order to reduce significant diversity in practice. And such guidance should make general reference to the relevant principles for business combination accounting and the related disclosure requirements in IFRS 3 and other IFRSs. Second, include minimal application guides on the issues on which the Interpretations Committee noted diversity in practice on. Third, address the accounting for acquisition of an interest in a joint operation on its formation, unless the formation of the joint operation coincides with the formation of the business. Fourth, apply prospectively to acquisitions of interest in joint operations that constitute businesses on or after the effective date. And finally, make a consequential amendment to paragraph C5 of IFRS 1. For the Interpretations Committee, the issue neither qualifies for inclusion in annual improvements nor for developing an interpretation, because the issue relates to a gap in literature rather than to literature that needs clarification or interpreting. In Appendix A to the agenda paper, we gave a draft amendment to illustrate how the amendment to IFRS 11 could look like. Consequently, we want to ask the following questions to the board. Does the board agree with the conclusions and the recommendation of the Interpretations Committee? Second, does the board agree that the comment period should not be less than 120 days? For an exposure draft on that issue? And third, does the ISB have any comments on the illustrative draft amendment to IFRS 11 as set out in Appendix A?
Philippe?
I guess that the observed diversity in practice, or the diversity in practice that has been observed, was mostly based on IS 31, not IFRS 11, which is not yet effective.
Yes.
So, impossible to observe diversity in applying a standard that is not effective, and I don't think many people early applied IFRS 11. My question is, given that IFRS 11 seems to me to make more joint ventures, to make more businesses be joint ventures than joint operations, I think we have to a large extent reduce the notion of a joint operation being a business. It is more often a joint venture, my understanding. Do you think that there is really many situations that under IFRS 11 would really be considered businesses, and where this accounting as if it was a business, but is making a business combination, would really apply, or more situations where we are actually dealing with a group of assets and liabilities, and then it's acquisition of assets?
please allow me to respond. First of all, the committee is aware that the observed diversity in practice relates to IS 31, and they were concerned that this will continue after adoption of IVRS 11, because they think there is no change to the situation in practice. And based on our outreach that we did with national standard setters, and we had did outreach to interested parties, including preparer groups and preparers, we noted that they didn't expect that the issue will be insignificant after the adoption of IVRS. So they, the preparers we talked to still thought that the issue will be relevant after the adoption of IVRS 11.
Doug?
My personal preference is combination approach. Could you have a look at page 31, the last page? Actually, it illustrates. My personal preference is a combination approach rather than IFRS 3 approach. If you have a look at page 31, this is the comparison. And I think the reason why I prefer combination approach is it's much more simple, and we can figure out well, straightforward. If you compare the difference between IFRS 3 approach and the combination approach, is the difference is deferred tax liability. If you follow the IFRS 3 approach, you have to calculate the deferred tax liability. But to me, this to separate goodwill and deferred tax makes, to me, it does not really make sense. I don't know whether it provides better information or not. So my personal preference is combination approach. However, if this is the limited scope operation for done by IFRIC, it is not an annual improvement, but it's a limited amendment. So in that case, I can live with it to referring to IFRS 3. And we don't have a good literature to go to combination approach. So then I think I can live with your proposal. So I agree with your proposal. But anyway, it will be exposed for 120 days. And having hearing the constituents' opinion, and then we have another debate afterwards.
Can I ask Jack a question?
This is a much better way of approaching things, Doug. Usually you start with a lot of sympathy and then take a divergent view. Now I started with a divergent view and end up agreeing with
a conclusion. I'm sorry.
Good for our progress.
Can I just ask Jack a question?
Yeah.
Jack, do you disagree with IFRS 3 and the methodology, and particularly the deferred tax, or do you disagree with applying IFRS 3 in this particular situation?
The latter part, applying IFRS 3 situation. Because in this case, just for the acquirer, what they do is they pay money, including initial cost, and then see the difference. It's just a simple operation. And to monitor what is the difference is the most important thing for them. So therefore, I personally prefer combination approach. It is much more straight to see what is the difference only. So I understand that IFRS 3 approach, this is more logical, and because entity C is making their own tax return. So then I see some logic to see the deferred tax liability here. However, as this is not real business combination, so then I don't think it is, you know, very useful for them to make a incremental cost to see this whole IFRS three approach.
Anybody else?
Well, just by way of background, my recollection of the meeting, there were members of the committee that had sympathy for the combination approach, a lot on the line of the comments that Tock made. Their concern, though, was, and it was the other part of Tock's comments, that the combination approach cherry-picks IFRS 3, and people were applying it with all the parts they liked and not applying the parts of 3 that they didn't like having to expense certain costs, having to recognize some contingent liabilities, things like that.
Deferred tax.
And the deferred tax bit, obviously. But it was more the ability to capitalize costs that under 3 would have been expensed. And I think at the end of the day, certainly the large majority of the committee said, no, if you're going to apply a standard, you've got to apply the parts you like and the parts that you don't like at the same time. And that's what drove them to the ultimate decision on the IFRS 3.
So can we agree with the staff's recommendations in question 1, 2, and 3? Yes. Nobody disagrees. Okay, thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
We're waiting for Patrick. Yes,
Patrick. Yep. Can we do the conceptual framework?
If I were to make a presentation, I think you're informed that the property that if you acquire an interest in the joint operation, joint control, as you can see, you could do that.
There he is.